KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. Our report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Governor Kim Reynolds announced at her daily press briefing Friday morning that schools will not reopen for the rest of this school year due to COVID-19 pandemic. And along with that comes the cancellation of the spring sports season throughout the state. The Director of Education, Ann Lebo, says that the school districts and spring sports participants were holding out the hope that school activities and other events could resume on May the 1st, the previous target date. But Lebo said that the possibility of summer sports will be reevaluated by June the 1st. The Iowa High School Athletic Association and Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union had previously announced a tentative schedule of school could resume on May the 1st, but that's now been scrapped. June 1st was the intended first completion date or competition date for softball and baseball, but it seems now if a season is allowed to take place, it would be pushed back a bit further. In the NFL, the Chicago Bears have released veteran tight end Trey Burton after his injury-riddled season on Friday. Burton has dealt with a groin injury all last season and went on the injured reserve in November after hurting his calf in a win over Detroit. He had 14 receptions for 84 yards in 8 games. When the Bears signed former All-Pro Jimmy Graham last month, that put his future in question. Burton agreed to a $32 million four-year contract with the Bears in a free agency in March of 2018. The Bears also signed former Green Bay Packers offensive tackle Jason Spriggs and former Nevada kicker Ramiz Ahmed and re-signed two exclusive rights players, tight end J.P. Holtz and offensive lineman Rashad Coward. Von Miller says he's in good spirits and is not feeling sick or hurting after testing positive for the coronavirus. The Broncos linebacker told KUSA-TV in Denver that he had developed a cough a couple of days ago. When his nebulizer for asthma didn't clear things up, he decided he should get tested. The NFL will hold a practice remote draft on Monday, 3 days before the real thing is done. In the same way, Commissioner Roger Goodell ordered all teams' facilities closed in March and later required club personnel to conduct the draft from their homes. Because of the reliance on free-flowing communication, the league decided to stage a mock draft to ensure the proceedings next week would go smoothly. Elsewhere in coronavirus outbreak sports news, NASCAR has postponed the May 9th race at Martinsville Speedway in Virginia with the state under a stay-at-home order until June the 10th and gave no indication when the season will resume. NASCAR suspended its season 4 events into the year when sports shut down because of the pandemic. It had listed Martinsville as the first race to resume. The COVID-19 pandemic is taking a bite out of NBA salaries. NBA players will see 25% of their paychecks taken out beginning May 15th in an agreement with the league. The decision was finalized Friday in a Board of Governors meeting and was done in concert with the National Basketball Players Association. The cutback in salary has been expected for quite some time in response to the NBA shutdown caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The NBA playoffs would have started today. If none of the 259 outstanding regular season games are played, the players would lose about $800 million in gross salary. Commissioner Adam Silver said it remains impossible for the NBA to make any decisions about whether to resume the season, and that is unclear when that will change. In other developments, English Premier League clubs discussed the coronavirus testing required and the scenarios that could salvage the season. The league hopes to restart on June the 8th, presenting an optimistically tight time frame for players to return to game shape if social distancing is relaxed. Clubs in the three professional leagues below the Premier League have been told by the English Football League that May the 16th is the earliest training sessions are recommended to start. Nippon professional baseball season openers will not take place in May due to the new coronavirus pandemic, with no firm date set for a start. Representatives of the 12 teams decided Friday to also scrap their interleague play. The removal of 18 interleague games from each team's calendar would make for a 125-game regular season. The senior LPGA championship has been canceled. It was scheduled to be played July 30th through August 1st at the French Lick Resort in Indiana. The USGA previously canceled the U.S. Senior Women's Open. The senior LPGA will stay at French Lick in 2021, with new dates to be determined later. Major League Soccer says it is pushing back restarting the season to at least June the 8th. Teams have played 2 matches before the season was suspended on March the 12th because of the pandemic. The league had been looking at possibly resuming play in mid-May. The governing body of track and field is leading a panel of Olympic sports to advise on safety organization or organizing mass gathering events amid the coronavirus. World Athletics said the Outbreak Prevention Task Force includes the International Institute for Race Medicine and officials from cycling, rowing, skiing, triathlon, and the International Paralympic Committee. Socially distanced crews in New York and California are keeping horse racing on television in the U.S. during the coronavirus pandemic. Horse racing is one of the few sports ongoing, albeit in a limited capacity at a handful of empty tracks. But its TV presence has expanded because of a dearth of other options. The New York Racing Association helps to produce America's Race Day, a day of the races on Fox Sports. TVG has partnered with NBC Sports for a dozen hours of coverage each week, and the hope is that the fledgling industry can stay afloat and gain more exposure during these trying times. A live race at the Aqueduct Park in Queens was suspended in mid-March after a backstretch worker tested positive for the coronavirus. And groom Martin Zapata, age 63, died in early April from COVID-19 complications. As a check of sports this hour here on KJAN, our sports was brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.